Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you in Kaziville this morning?
I'm all right.
All right. Okay, Thursday night football. We've got the Jaguars at the Titans.
Wait a minute. Let me check the kitty box.
That's right. A 4-8 team versus a 6-6 team. I'm going to pick the Titans.
I told my friends 2 weeks ago Jacksonville won't win another game this year, and I'm going with that. I'm taking Tennessee, too.
All right. So, all right, we're done with that.
Thank God.
Until we get on to the weekend. Are they starting to play on Saturday yet, or is that next week? I should have left that up.
Let me see. Hold on.
I should have left that up.
I'll check for you.
I didn't.
It's probably the last 2 weeks. No, it is next week. And they're two wonderful games.
So it's this weekend they start?
It's 15th, next weekend.
Next weekend, right.
You got Houston playing the Jets and Cleveland playing Denver.
So then next weekend.
Thank God the track's open.
So next weekend we'll have Monday, Thursday.
We'll have Thursday. Well, Monday's part of this week.
Yeah.
But next week we'll have Thursday, Saturday, two games. That's three. Three games on Saturday is six. And our Monday pick is seven.
Wow.
Here's your chance to make hay.
I don't know. I kind of knocked the hay down. All right. Well, where do we want to go in sports? I mean, what's there to talk about?
There's something we could talk about. The ineptness of the Mets again. Did you see the trade with Paul Goldschmidt?
No.
Yeah. So the Diamondbacks traded Goldschmidt. You would think the Mets would have done that deal, don't you?
Yeah.
Nah, he's on the Cardinals this morning. They don't need Goldschmidt. I mean, he only hit 33 homers with 83 RBIs last year and hit just a shade under 300. But we need Robinson Cano, who's a proven mutt. Good job, Mets. Attaboy. Good job. Very good. And they want this guy Realmuto. Now all of a sudden, when Derek Jeter gave Stanton to the Yankees for a bag of popcorn, he's looking to rape the Mets to get Realmuto. If the Mets make any kind of deal with the Marlins to get Realmuto, they should have their heads examined even more than they need them already. I will let Derek Jeter stay on his island and die. You want Realmuto that bad? Maybe he's good. You should keep him then, Derek. You know, I mean, after all, you only traded an MVP away last year for nothing. And you traded the MVP the year prior for nothing. So, now, you know, sit there with the egg drying on your face.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell him. Nah, that's okay. You can keep him. Maybe you can get Yelich back for like 90% of your team now.
All right. So, did you see what Kevin Durant said?
No.
Kevin Durant said that the environment surrounding LeBron James with the Los Angeles Lakers is toxic.
Anywhere LeBron James goes is toxic. Because LeBron James thinks that he's bigger than the game. Thinks he's bigger than the game now. Why is LeBron James all of a sudden wearing number 23 with the Lakers? Shouldn't you think he'd have to change his uniform number?
You would think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, LeBron James is the almighty. He does nothing wrong. He don't lose. The team loses. He don't lose. The team loses. I did everything I can do, but
yeah, I just I don't follow. I don't even know what their record is. I don't follow basketball, so I can't.
Nah, me neither. I know they won last night because it's on the front page of the ESPN website, but nah, I don't. I follow the NBA for about 3 days in June when it's almost over. That's it. Other than that, couldn't care less. And LeBron James is one of the reasons why.
All right.
And I'll say it, and it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it.
Okay. All right. So now, with that being said, well, not much else going on, right?
Well, you know, Duke had a tough game last night.
Oh, what was the score of that one?
They only won by 30. So maybe they put the girls in for the second half. But they beat Hartford, who's another back-to-back pack. patsy on their schedule, beat them 84-54 last night. And UConn played a team whose letters are L-A-F, laugh. They beat the Lafayette Leopards last night by 27. The Lafayette Leopards. 2-6, this team is. Oy, oy, oy.
Well, I want...
What conference is UConn in now?
It's the
Yankee Doodle Conference?
The Atlantic East or something like that. I forget. I mean...
So they got one team they have to beat. Cincinnati.
No,
Wichita State throws a good team out once in a while.
They're on the...
Cincinnati's pretty much it.
Okay, they're in the American Athletic Conference. That's what they're...
Yeah.
And
Houston, Cincinnati, Temple, Central Florida, South Florida, Tulsa.
South Florida, Memphis, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah. If you look at these teams' records right now playing patsies, Cincinnati's the only team they have to beat.
I don't know, Temple 7-2.
Bring back the days of the Big East, huh?
I miss the Big East. But UConn would
You're in where you're in, that's all.
UConn would not build up their football program quick enough to get into a big conference, and that's why they're in the...
Then play 1AA.
No, I can't do that. This is University of Connecticut.
Well, were they ever any good?
What do you mean? They've got the four national titles.
In football?
No, in basketball.
Oh, yeah, but so play 1AA in football.
You can't. They make
you
it.
Can. You can.
If you
Notre Dame does it.
Notre Dame does not. But they have not in basketball, they don't.
In football, they play 1AA.
You're bad.
Don't they play like the Louisiana Lemmings next week or something?
You're bad.
Yeah, I hit them any way I can.
I know. I noticed that. Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, they can't do that here. You know, not here.
See, I disagree with stuff like that. School like Connecticut, school like Rutgers, I have this discussion with my friends all the time. You're not going to get any better. You're not, because you are who you are, and you can't compete with the other schools. And they say, well, there's a lot of homegrown talent in New Jersey and Connecticut. Don't disagree with that, but if I can go to a viable D1 school or Rutgers or Connecticut to play football, I'm going somewhere else. But I'm not going to be the sacrificial lamb that's going to go there and try to turn the program around.
Here's what screwed up the UConn football program. Randy Edsall, when he was there, brought it up to where they were playing very good football.
They were decent when they had that kid Brown as the running back.
They had brought it up. They were a decent football team. They were never going to win a national title, but they were actually playing winning football, and they were getting into some decent bowl games. Then he decides, okay, I'm going to leave UConn and go to Maryland. Well, he failed in Maryland. He couldn't do anything in Maryland.
And so why didn't Connecticut do all they could to keep him there?
I have no idea. Now he's back at Connecticut, and he starts at ground zero again. And he's got to do all the recruiting and all. And it's going to take. It took him about 4 years to build a program up. Hopefully, he'll be able to do it again. And it was a big mistake by UConn. They should have done everything to keep him there, because sports is sports makes Connecticut a ton of money.
Makes everybody a ton of money. All schools.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
When you got somebody that's making your program better, you have to keep them.
Keep them, yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to overpay for them, but it's better than doing what's happening now.
Yep. All right, well, I got to get on.
Hey, we got Army-Navy this weekend.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Army's going to win it again. They're playing unbelievable.
I hope so.
The past 2 years, they're just unbelievable with this new coach they got. He's just been unbelievable.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And you know what's good about that team? You know what I like about that team? Everybody has the team's name on their back.
That's exactly right.
They don't have their name on their back. They have the team's name on their back. You might think it's corny or whatever, but I don't.
Nope.
I mean, yeah, you could be a superstar. You could be whatever, but wins and losses is what counts.
Yep. All right, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day. Today's Thursday already.
I know, Friday is tomorrow.
It's great having a four-day week.
Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.